This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. It's primary election day in Oshkosh, and by late this evening, we should know the finalists for the Oshkosh School Board race. There are a total of six candidates, two incumbents and four newcomers. The top four vote-getters will square off again in the April general election. Now, turnout is usually very light for the spring primary. We'll see if mask mandates for students and cost overruns brings out more people than expected. I'll take a look at the finalists coming up on Thursday here on Newsworthy. City Manager Mark Roloff and the Mayor Lori Palmieri are sitting down with brass from the United Auto Workers Union. They'll talk about the Oshkosh Corporation decision to build the trucks for the Postal Service in South Carolina and not Oshkosh. The union wants truck to bring those vehicles into Oshkosh and assemble them there. The city council may get involved in the debate, but as some council members have already pointed out, the Oshkosh Corporation is a private company and can do the work anywhere they really want to do it. Page 2 joined the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce for its 114th annual meeting and awards recognition banquet. The event is now scheduled for March the 7th. More details and tickets are available here on the Chamber website. As I told you just a few weeks ago, Chili's is headed to Oshkosh with those baby back ribs. The Plan Commission is expected to vote on the project later today. The restaurant would be located on South Keller Road near the former Shopko location. The Plan Commission will also hear about a new Caribou Coffee coming in. That's proposed for the intersection of Ohio Street and Witzel Avenue. COVID-19 appears to be disappearing. Fox Valley Hospital's reporting today 56 people hospitalized with the virus, and only 10 of them are in the ICU. It won't be long before we see some of the mask mandates being lifted. And the sturgeon spearing season on the upriver lakes will come to an end today as the harvest caps have been reached there. It will continue for a while on Lake Winnebago. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce, along with Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. If you get a chance today, make sure you vote.